letters of the Rebbe. In volume 14, letter number 4962, Baruch Hashem, the 22nd day of Kislev, Tovshin Zion, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracha. And the Rebbe says, I was very pleasant to me to get regards through this rabbi, Rebbe with the titles here. It doesn't say they didn't quote the name, they didn't print the name. However, I was in pain. I found out during my discussion that it looks like, Your Honor, that you're not taking care of your health at all, and that you are conducting yourself against the directives of the doctors in this. You're neglecting your health. And the Rebbe says, for sure, I don't have to go in to explain the attitude at length, the attitude that you have to have for the directives of the doctors. And that's brought down in many places in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Code of Law, in Erech Chaim, in the laws of Shabbos, Yom Kippur. You know, you're allowed to desecrate the Shabbos for your health. You're allowed to break your fast and Yom Kippur because of your health. We talk a lot about listening and the doctors, that they are authorized to tell us when and what we need to do. And it's also brought down in the laws of person should not hurt his body. Niske guf v'nefesh v'dineim, where is a discussion about not, a person is not technically, he doesn't own his body. And you're not allowed to deliberately hurt your body. Over there it talks about the various laws in the Shulchan Aruch. But what's the central point over here is, like our sages tell us, in the laws of Niske Guf, that a person, the rabbis say to us, a person has no right on his body at all to cause it any pain. Because a body belongs, is the assets of Hashem. It's God's asset, it's not yours. Hashem gave you a body, but it's not yours. It's not yours to do as you wish with your body. This is a just like amazing, a wondrous expression. So even just reflecting at this, this is God's. What I have here is not mine. it's Hashem. This is sort of shocking to the mind to realize that your body is the assets of Hashem. So the Rebbe says, the Rebbe prays for him, that this saying of our sages of blessed memory, which is tremendous, has a tremendous content in it. It's qualitative wise, it's a very powerful and has a lot of meaning to it, even though it's not, it's a short saying, but it has so much meaning to it, should impact its impact, influence, to be careful. Also in the command, the Torah says, "Nishmartem me'od le'nafshisechem," you should be very careful for your souls. Must be careful, must watch your health. And without a doubt, that way also your community activities and your matters of Torah and mitzvahs in general will be added. You will be able to add more in your communal events and your study of Torah and observance of mitzvahs in general. And there is a saying of the Magid of Mezrich, Harav Magid of Mezrich, whose yahrzeit was just a few days ago, Yutes Kislev was the yahrzeit. He said, if you make a small hole in your body, that's a big hole in your soul. In your body, maybe a small hole, but that creates a big hole in your body. So the Rebbe is telling him that he heard from his discussion that you're not taking care of your health, and the Rebbe is saying that's not proper at all. Shulchan Aruch says you have to follow the directives of the doctor. It's brought down in many places in the Shulchan Aruch, this shocking statement that the body is not yours, it belongs to Hashem, and you must protect it. And also, the Rebbe says this will help you in your other things. You can, your communal activities, your Torah and your mitzvahs. And the Rebbe quotes from the saying, a small hole that you create in your body creates a big hole in your soul. Don't do that. The Rebbe also is attaching that what has been published lately, And the Rebbe says, for sure, you're going to share the contents with the many. So therefore, the merit of the many hinges on you to share it. The Rebbe blesses him for good news, for days of Hanukkah that will light and shine. The Rebbe also gives in the bottom over here a P.S., a Nichta Betzidai. Thank you for remembering, paying attention to giving over the cloth through Mr. So-and-so Sheyichya. And since the other one, he didn't know any details, and based on the saying of our sages in Chulin and Dalet Beis, the Gemara says they brought him a gift. This person sent a gift to the Rebbe, but the Gemara over there in Chulin says that the rabbi said he didn't want to accept gifts because it says, "Soinem atonis yichya." One who hates gifts gets life. In other words, you live longer if you don't accept anybody's gifts. I know. So that's actually a verse. So the Rebbe says, "I have passed it along to the." Sounds like the Rebbe gave it over to the pnimiya, that is the dormitory of Tevchit Mimim.
Oh, okay.
He gave it to them, and the Rebbe says, eating Shabbos in public, which the people eat there together, is a mitzvah of a community, and that would be something special that his gift serves for the community. So the Rebbe did not, Rebbe thanked him for, you know, giving over the tablecloth, a cloth, it doesn't say through Mr., but the person that Rebbe's writing to this, whoever what his name is, we don't have here, he passed along to the Rebbe a cloth. And the Rebbe says that he didn't want to take it as a gift, so the Rebbe passed it along, basically, to the others. The Rebbe tells him to watch his health, to whom the Rebbe is writing, because there is somebody else. Apparently, the Rebbe says that he got regards, Meireinu. Maybe that's the same mister who the Rebbe's referring to, gave the Rebbe the cloth from him. So that's the same person. Perhaps the same person that gave the cloth to the Rebbe was the one that told the Rebbe about this person, that he's watching his health. So the Rebbe's telling him to go ahead and watch his health. And Rebbe thanks him for the cloth and says that I passed it along to the students, basically.